This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You know this, if you've been to a physical bookstore the past couple of years, it has been a bumpy time in books. I guess you know it if you've ordered books online too. Lots of books just not available or they're printing delayed. That happened because demand for print books spiked early in the pandemic, just as the business of making those books got super complicated by a paper shortage and various and sundry supply chain problems, of which we have discussed at length. And so publishers, authors, and readers just had to wait. So as we approach a big time for books, I mean, how many books have you gotten over holidays past, right? Marketplace's Savannah Marr checks in with one local bookseller in New Mexico for a read on how things are going.
On a retail block in downtown Albuquerque, Red Planet Books and Comics stands out. There's a colorful outer space scene painted on its storefront, like the cover of a sci-fi graphic novel. And store manager Aaron Cuffey says there's something else unique about the shop.
This is the most comprehensive and arguably most impressive display of native comics anywhere in the world.
Like one of its newest titles, called A Howl.
Themed all around wolves, werewolves, and Rougarou.
Rougarou, that's a shape-shifting monster that shows up in stories from Métis communities in Canada.
Selling like hotcakes, I just shipped out 12 of them today.
To customers who've been waiting for this book, it was supposed to debut over a year ago, but its publisher, Lee Francis, says that didn't pan out.
It just kept getting pushed back further and further.
All the way to spring of 2022. Francis co-owns Red Planet Books. He also runs a small publishing company called Native Realities Press that's had to adjust to printing bottlenecks, caused in part by the early pandemic paper shortage. Francis says the specialty paper needed to print comics and graphic novels has been especially hard to find.
It's just made us adjust our timing. So mostly now, just straight out the gate, we are looking at, when we start pre-sales, that it's going to be 3 months.
For that werewolf anthology, the delays stretched past what would have been an important retail window between Native American Heritage Month and the holidays. Kristen McLean, an analyst with NPD BookScan, says it wasn't the only casualty.
The worst case scenarios were happening. So you were seeing things like books that were specifically tied to holidays not make it into the stores in time.
And if you're the author or publisher of a Halloween picture book that didn't go to print until December, McLean says you took a big financial hit. Ahead of this holiday shopping season, McLean says some of those supply chain snags are smoothing out, and the industry is adapting to the ones that aren't.
Printers in the U.S. are at capacity. Publishers are having to change their expectations about how long it takes to get a book made.
For retailers, that means tempering customers' expectations, says Aaron Cuffey at Red Planet Books and Comics.
You know, it being especially important for us to let people know, hey, we ordered the books for you, or we ordered the books for the store, but we just got a note from the publisher or the distributor, they won't be here for 6 months.
Red Planet started ordering holiday inventory in August this year to make sure it has plenty on its shelves. It's encouraging customers to get their gift orders in early too, just to be safe. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.